Over the next 5 minutes, join us as we dig up solutions and drive towards new developments in the Transport and Mining Ministry. On today's program, Transport Authority records uptick in license production numbers and Mining and Geology Division hosts training workshop. The Transport Authority of Jamaica is reporting a steady increase in the generation of road licenses for public passenger vehicles for the 2018-2019 licensing period. A recent press release from the agency says 36,710 licenses have been processed during the period February 12 to March 31. This reflects 4,000 more than the figure processed for the same period last year. This is also a 14% increase over the number of licenses processed last year. The increase in license generation has been attributed to the implementation of the Transport Authority's new Rewards and Recognition Program, which seeks to identify and celebrate employees and teams who make meaningful contributions to the authority's core activities. These activities include licensing and road operations, particularly during the peak licensing period. Transport and Mining Minister Robert Montague, who spoke to Transport Authority staff via a pre-recorded video message at the authority's recent reception and awards luncheon, lauded their work ethic and encouraged them to maintain the quality of their work.
We are here to celebrate you, every single one of you, for the hard work you have put in to make the last licensing session so wonderful and to lift the Transport Authority to being one of the better agencies in government. And we are urging you to continue your hard work, continue your good work. And we're saying big up to you, and we're going to work together to make the Transport Authority even better. There are great things coming, more changes.
Managing Director of the Transport Authority, Cecil Morgan, praised his staff for their hard work and drive in increasing overall production at the agency.
You know, when you're producing an additional 10,000 licenses during the period was quite an achievement, you know, and that in itself at 15,000 per license. So that was able to help us to carry us through and to take us over the hump, you know, in a more comfortable financial position. And not only that, this year we also saw at this point in time, we are, you know, we are 4,000 ahead of last year's pace. And, you know, we thought it was important to say thanks to the staff.
The Transport Authority is the agency charged with the responsibility for the licensing of all public and commercial vehicles and the regulating and monitoring of public transportation in Jamaica. And 40 stakeholders in the mining industry recently benefited from conflict-sensitive mining and grievance handling training. The participants were part of an ongoing recent workshop series staged by the Ministry of Transport and Mining, aimed at identifying areas of conflict in the mining sector and equipping participants with tools to effectively navigate sector-related issues. Chief Technical Director in the Transport and Mining Ministry, Dr. Janine Dawkins, says the ability to minimize and resolve conflicts is key in efforts to meet the sector's development goals.
With the multiplicity of stakeholders representing diverse interests, conflict is a common phenomenon within the mineral sector. So as stakeholders, each of us must develop the necessary skills and competencies to manage, resolve, and minimize the negative manifestations of these conflicts.
The workshop was facilitated through support from the United Nations Development Programme, UNDP, the European Union, and the Ministry of Transport and Mining through its Mines and Geology Division. The workshops were delivered over 2 days and at the end saw participants developing return to work plans, outlining how the knowledge and skills gained will influence change in their organizations. Periodic follow-up on the process of implementation of the plan will be undertaken by the UNDP with the first update scheduled for October. That's it for today's program. Thanks for staying tuned. To get more information on the plans and activities of the Ministry of Transport and Mining, you may contact 876-754-19001 or visit their website at mtw.gov.jm.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.